This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep. It's a Friday here in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And you know what? Sound like a funky Friday too, don't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you love to see it. It's a good day, man. Hunter Brown gets on the mound to start for the Astros. They welcome in the Reds, and it'll be the first of a 17-game in 17-day stretch. It's going to be an interesting one, so that's a great thing to watch. The Texans right now out there at rookie minicamp, and Ocho made a great point on the text line talking about the fact that it is pleasant, downright pleasant outside.
It is.
And they
don't
are
get
getting,
used to it,
they
fellas.
Are getting a false impression of what it's going to be like playing here in Houston.
Don't get used to it, fellas.
At least having the offseason in here in Houston, because after tomorrow, right, with the end of rookie minicamp, it's 2 days. The next, I guess, technical day that they'll be, I guess, obliged to be here would be off-season workouts, OTAs, which is May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that a lot of these guys are going to be here to some degree because it seems like the Texans have built that that environment where people remain.
Yeah.
But May 28th, and there's a little bit of a cold front in this next like week or so.
Mm-hmm.
I I'm no meteorologist, so don't take this for gospel. However, I imagine it'll be warm then.
94 degrees, 78% humidity, somewhere in there.
I wish the Texans social media people can just kind of go out there right now and be like, hey, how you feel about the Texans
weather
right now?
Yeah, what
do
you think about Houston weather? Oh, it's great.
Yeah, you probably got some dudes like, oh, no, this is cool. I can handle this.
Oh, that'd be a fun before and after.
Chat back in June.
Yeah.
That'd be great. If somebody from the social media team is listening, please, we would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Free of charge, by the way.
Yeah. Doug. Come on, Brandon. Over there in the social media, the marketing part, man. Let's get something going.
Also, we were talking about the Pope and what's popping, and we were asking what would be the funniest fan base, and our boss came in and was like, hey, wouldn't it be hilarious if he was a New Jersey Devils fan, a Tampa Bay Rays fan, and a Duke Blue Devils fan, maybe even an Arizona State fan?
Yeah. Let's go,
like,
Devils.
I was like, yeah, that would be
come
funny.
On.
He should have came out to Chief Keef, one of the Chief Keef songs, rapper from Chicago.
He is a rapper.
Finito.
Sosa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That space. All right. Let's be serious, guys. Serious. Okay. We are 5 days away, by my count on the calendar, from official schedule release time. I know that for some people, that is a real big, real fun time. You start looking at what's coming down the pike, what ultimately you can plan for. Some people start putting that money down on hotels and flights and such.
Yeah.
And one of the things heading into that is leaks.
Have leaks.
You're starting to get leaks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what are we seeing, Lopez, Mr. Schedule Man himself, interested in?
It's just so funny how much I enjoy schedule leaks and then the schedule release. I mean, you can just do so much. You can have a lot of fun with it. You find out, you kind of break down the schedule, and we will.
It's like putting together a puzzle.
It is. And this game is going to be, or this stretch, or however you play it.
When the last time you did a puzzle?
It hadn't been a year.
Do people still mess around with puzzles?
Well, okay, so when we go down to the coast for long stretches, my wife likes to do them.
Are you not a puzzle guy?
I'll put in like two or three pieces, then I get bored. You know, but she'll sit there and do the, like,
what's up with your attention span, dog?
It's not there.
but you fish, though.
I'll fish for 7 hours.
That's why fishing is not, fishing ain't no short attention span activity.
With puzzles is born.
Don't compare.
They're not.
Don't compare fishing and
all right,
puzzles.
713-572-4610. Are puzzles boring?
No. I mean, yes.
his actual answer deep down inside leapt out right quick.
I thought you were saying fishing. All right, so I
puzzle haters.
I'm a big fan of the schedule leaks. I have, and we've talked about it the last couple of years. There's a couple of really credible and reliable, as much as you can be, you know, schedule leak accounts out there that sort of get everything and put it in one place. So here's where we are, and as you mentioned, it's going to be Wednesday. Are you guys ready for either the Steelers? I'm going to give you the lead right away. I'm not going to bury the lead.
Thank you.
I think either the Steelers or the Texans are going to play in Brazil to open the season. And there's a lot of things pointing to that.
Yeah, please, because I'm interested in hearing why those two teams. And you already know that I very much prefer them to not play in Brazil if there's an option to play a division game overseas.
Okay, and that's funny you say that because I'm going to circle back to that. I'm starting to warm up to the idea of Brazil as the opener.
Okay.
Not that I want it, but I'm warming up to it. All right,
because you want to go to Brazil then?
No, I'll get to that. I'll tell you exactly why I think it might be a good thing.
You want to see the sights and the vistas?
Yeah. Hall pass? No.
Calm down.
See some of them BBLs.
Look, you, with the things that you put your wife through, you better not ask for no kinds of passes. You better not pass go when playing Monopoly.
This is true. All right, so the leaks that we have so far are going to tie in with this. And just, it's good information because most of these tend to be pretty reliable. The leaks that we have so far for the overseas, the international games, are Commanders at Dolphins in Madrid, November 16th.
Do you like that game?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's not bad.
I think I like that game.
It's not bad.
Commanders, Dolphins.
Shout out to Germany actually getting, well, you said Berlin, right?
Madrid,
sorry. Shout out to Spain actually getting a good game. Because sometimes I feel bad. It feels like we export our worst games overseas at times.
Jaden Daniels, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Colts at Falcons as of today has been leaked by a couple of people. Now, again, leaked. Not official, but I think some of the people here are pretty credible. Colts at Falcons in Berlin.
Okay.
And that would be week 10. Okay. Vikings at Browns, October 5th, is another one that's been leaked. Broncos at Jets, October 11th. Rams at Chargers, October 19th. All three of those are in London. Two at Tottenham Hotspur.
Wow, so you're having an L.A. matchup, but not in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild, because that feels like the one.
No, did I say Chargers?
You said Rams at Chargers,
no,
right?
No, it's not Chargers. Rams, because the Chargers are the Brazil game. It's the Rams will be going out there. I'll get you the exact.
No problem. We could skip over that. I was just fascinated because, with that mistake, that puts both LA teams on overseas in a way that I was like, that feels like one of those games you would want to have in that building to make sure that it is packed to the gills.
No. That one is not the case. I misspoke on that, and I'll get to that in just a second. So it's going to be the Rams at Jacksonville. Rams at Jacksonville, because Jacksonville plays in London. I wrote down the wrong thing.
No problem.
All right, so that narrows it down a little bit. And let me explain that. The fact that these leaks have come out kind of narrows it down in terms of the Texans are going to have a bigger possibility of playing in Brazil.
Because the two division games that you were looking at that are, you know, because again, to make this more clear, we know who the host teams are going to be in all of these various international
games. Like Jacksonville's going to host.
Right, Jacksonville's going to host one in London. Mm-hmm. And then the Colts were hosting. Where are they hosting again?
Colts at Falcons in Berlin.
Berlin, correct. Okay.
And Vikings at Browns, as I said. So
those are
the ones that have been leaked as of today.
Those are the because we always know who the teams are that these teams are going to play.
It's not even just
in general when you're building a schedule. Before the schedule actually comes out, you know who the teams are. Because the way that the NFL schedule is built, it's formulaic.
Right.
You play six games against your division mates, and then you play some other games against
another, have the list of teams.
Right. You know exactly which divisions you're playing in a given year. And then there's a couple more, or there's two additional games. Yes, two additional games that are based off of your positioning in your conference or in your division, right? You can surmise all of that very simply.
Yeah.
So you know which teams are in the pool to play those guys. And once you see who's hosting, then you know, okay, there's only three teams that the Texans have on their schedule that are hosting.
Right.
And now the leaks are saying that two of those are going to be a different game.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because the only teams the Chargers could face in Brazil are the Raiders, which is a division game and more unlikely.
Yeah, they try not to have those internationally.
Broncos, which the leak just said is going to be playing the Jets, so it won't be the Broncos.
Yeah, because it's unlikely for them to have multiple international games.
Chiefs, Commanders, which if the leak is correct, it isn't going to be the Commanders because they're going to Madrid. Texans, Vikings. It's not going to be the Vikings if this leak is correct because they're at the Browns.
Yeah.
And Steelers. So it's as much as it's not a hard and fast rule, we're getting it kind of narrowed down to the Steelers and Texans, and let me explain why. It's not a hard and fast rule, but they generally don't play a division game in these international games. They have, but they generally don't. So you can certainly scratch the Broncos because they're going overseas elsewhere. Raiders and Chiefs are in play, but are they going to play a division game? More than likely not. Broncos played overseas in 2022. Chiefs played overseas in 2023. Commanders are already going to face the Dolphins in Madrid, so you can likely scratch them. Scratch the Vikings, and if the leak is true that they'll play the Browns in London, is true that anyway. So that leaves the Colts. They just have been announced.
They're hosting one.
In Berlin. That leaves the Colts, Steelers, and Texans. So it kind of just leaves the Steelers and Texans as the most likely teams to play in Brazil. And by the way, the Texans have not played overseas since 2019. This is where it gets a little interesting. The Steelers have not played overseas since 2013.
Okay, so Steelers are going then.
Could be the Steelers, could be the Texans.
Would you prefer an overseas game or not having an overseas game this year?
Well, I'd always prefer not having an overseas game, but you do have to play one every 8 years at minimum as of a couple of years ago. So this is where I was going to circle back to. I'm kind of warming up to the Texans opening in Brazil, as much as an inconvenience as that will be, because for a couple of reasons. Number one, you're going to have plenty of lead up. Go ahead.
Somebody, Andy, our guy, Engineer Andy, letting us know on the YouTube page, and a text line also coming in. Steelers are in Dublin, supposedly.
Oh, that's right.
Last year?
They're in Dublin this year?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, then
then it's the Texans.
You're really opening up to the possibility to open up. And I'm interested in that because, especially opening up the season there's a lot of questions about this team for week one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of week one questions, which is, how has this offensive line come together? Have they gelled over training camp? How are your rookies going to, you know, ingratiate themselves? And especially, I imagine, Jaden Higgins, who is probably the most likely of your rookies to be a major factor in all of this. How has Nick Caley come along, and how is that? And not to say that those would not be questions in week one generally, but you just add the additional element of travel and a lack of familiarity with the place. And then what you also talked about, which circles back around to the offensive line as well, what is the turf quality like?
Sure.
And when you think about it, I think I was watching a reel at one point or so, a video about Mason Graham, the new Browns defensive tackle, and him getting his equipment. These guys are going to have probably some pretty specialized or really the equipment staff is going to have to be on their P's and Q's for the offensive line with all the traction that you need to generate like an entirely new offensive line with all of the mental sides of it, but also the physical sides of it. If that turf, like there's a lot of things that could make this more difficult against a team in the Chargers that isn't a bad one.
There are a lot of reasons, and you just outlined some, why I don't really want it, but if it's going to happen, I don't mind it being the Chargers, and I don't mind it being in Brazil for a couple of reasons. Number one, you have an entire lead up that you can prepare for that, and all the things that are possible out there and all the preparation and all that. You get there early and you're not coming off a game, so you have plenty of time to prepare. And the second reason is it's a Friday night game. It's a Friday game in Brazil, so that gives you a little extra time coming back and playing, presumably a home game, to open coming off of that. So if you're to believe the leaks, Commanders, they're out. Colts, they're out. The Broncos, they're out. I'm talking in terms of who the teams that the Chargers could play.
Sure.
You just mentioned Steelers. I'd forgotten about that. They would be out. I mean, just go down the list. Then unless they play the Raiders, unless they play a division game to open the season in Brazil, it's looking very likely that it's going to be the Texans.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess if I'm trying to find my level of happiness with this, it would be, well, you get an international game. You could take that off the ledger. And according to that rule that you're kind of stating, the NFL is, I guess, de facto putting in place.
Yeah.
That would kind of inoculate you from having a home game on the road, which I know I'm sure the team would very much not want. And I imagine Houstonians would not want. Don't take one of my 8 or 9 that I have here and put it elsewhere around the world. We want to have that at NRG with the home fans being able to tailgate and all those things. And I feel like that buys you more time if you're playing an international game that you don't have to host.
It's it really, again, I generally, hey, do you want them to play? No. But it's looking like it could be the Texans more and more every day.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll watch that space, and we will get a good answer as to whether or not the leaks are right and if the Texans might be starting their season saluting Christ the Redeemer statue and spending a little time in Brazil. It's Sao Paulo, though, ain't it?
Sao Paulo.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. And yes, you're right, 8-2. It would also be a playoff rematch. 100%. Although obviously, from the playoffs to the next season, a lot of difference in all of that that's happening there. All right. Coming up next, we'll do what we always do at this time. We'll bring you our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.